What's going on, y'all? Kane and Aiden Pod. Here we are, episode 4. Me and Aiden trying to get back on the grind, really trying to expand this thing now that we kind of got our bases out there, really trying to get it going. So, Aiden, how you feeling today? What's good?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good. Had a late night last night, but I'm definitely ready to get on here and just chop it all up, you know what I'm saying? So, how you been, man?
You know, pretty good. Can't complain. I mean, you know, things is going on here and there, but, I mean, just staying on the grind, almost to baseball offseason, this close to baseball offseason. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. We're the home stretch. Don't get me wrong, I love it, but it's a lot. So
that reminds me, where are you at playing baseball this year?
I'm going to be playing in the spring, last ride.
Last ride?
Last ride.
You ready for that? You emotional?
I think so. I think I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'm going to get. I'm about to start once probably once the major league season ends, I'm going to ramp up working out. And so getting ready for the last ride, man.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty, it is going to be emotional, but it's the last ride. I'm excited for it. So one thing I've been seeing a lot recently, man, is these females complaining about fantasy football. Man, maybe like, you're the coach of an imaginary football team. Like, bro. Like, it's just for
not even
fun.
That. It's just non-sports fans. Like, they're just so, like, against, like, people watching sports.
Dude,
so let me get this straight. You're watching a grown man throw another grown man an inflated piece of pig skin.
Dude, bro.
Like, what?
I'm not even going to lie. Non-sports fans think it's so cool that they're not sports fans.
You know what kind of reminds me of? It's like soda drinkers. People who don't drink soda, they're like, oh, well, I don't drink soda, actually. Give me a Topo Chico. I'm like, what?
Like, non-sports fans are like, they think it's such a flex. Oh, I don't really watch sports, or I'm not into it. Like, it's not a flex. Like,
you know, it's funny. I've been seeing all like these crazy TikToks recently about like fantasy football. Like, people are going crazy right now. Like, not like saying people, but just like the traditions people do. Like these are out to like a different like country.
Yeah,
like, what is going on right now? Dude, and like the loser of last year has to do something crazy. It's really
some funny. Of those punishments get crazy, bro. The Waffle House. I want to do the Waffle House challenge. I saw this TikTok.
The Waffle House one, yeah.
And he did like pancakes, and it went viral.
Yeah, I saw one guy. It was pretty funny. I think it was at Waffle House for one of them. I've seen Waffle House and IHOP. Honestly, I'd much rather be in an IHOP than a Waffle House.
You know what? As crazy as it sounds, I don't think I've ever been to Waffle House.
Never been to Waffle House?
I don't think I have.
I'm not saying that you're missing out on anything great. I mean, you're just missing out on like a bunch of weird people. Your food's going to come to you wrong, and that's it. Like, last time I went to Waffle House, it was maybe like a month ago. I was there with my brother and my cousin, and we walked in there, and like, we got a table, and like, running on the ticket. So, like, first of all, the order was completely wrong. I asked for a biscuit instead of toast. I got a waffle. Toast, eggs, and I don't even think I even got my sausage. I don't think I even got it. And then my other cousin got bacon, and his bacon, she didn't even give him his bacon at first. He had to ask for it, and then it was like so crispy. It was like burnt almost.
You know what, low-key, going back to the fantasy football thing, you know what it reminds me of? And Aiden's going to know what I'm talking about. But people complaining about fantasy football and not watching sports reminds me of that one quote-unquote comedian who was not funny at all, by the way, when she was like, guys watch sports and say we like they're on the team, and then she goes talking about she was talking about what show was it, some like doctor show, and she was like, I don't watch that show in Scrubs. Like, boy,
yeah, that was so not a video talking about that video was so corny, and she was like, you guys like sports so much you even talk about girls in sports.
Yeah,
like, oh, it was painful to my ears. You know, one thing about Waffle House, I just bring it back to that. Going to a Waffle House is like the equivalent of going to a fast food restaurant that's mixed in with a gas station. That's what going to Waffle House is like, except it's its own building.
Remember that one time whenever I was hanging out at your house, and it was me, you, and your brother, and we were like, yeah, let's go somewhere for lunch. I don't remember where we went.
It was Steak and Shake, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Steak and Shake. You were like, yeah, let's go to Steak and Shake. And we pull up, and it's connected to a gas station. There's like some shady stuff going on.
And it wasn't even that good. Well, to be fair, I did not know it was connected to a gas station. I'm not going to lie, I didn't. Yeah. That reminds me, last night, I went to a Subway that was linked in with a gas station, right? Ooh. And I was like, and this dude was like a crackhead out, like ooh, like running. No. He was like running like this, his arms like flailing, and I was just like, "What is going on?"
Midlo? That wasn't in Midlo, was it?
That's Burleson. That's Burleson.
Oh, it was in Burleson.
The one, you know, the one that's connected to Loves or whatever. Subway and Loves.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it was too much. The dude worked there. He gave me a free cookie though. I cannot complain.
Wait, do you remember that one time we were playing basketball and that girl like came up to us and was asking for like drugs or something?
She was like, she asked if we had a cigarette.
Yeah.
I was like 14 years old.
She was like high out of her mind though.
Nah, she was on something. Do any boys have a cigarette? I'm like, I'm 14. I don't think so. Like, what? And we were all like looking at each other like, okay. Like,
yeah,
it was, I guess.
It was like 8. It was like 8 p.m. too. It wasn't even
like. Nah, it was dark outside. I remember because I was just like some random crackhead looking lady asking me if I had a cigarette. And I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah,
I remember. That was weird. But speaking of food, me and Kane, we always talk about food. Like, we're always talking about like food, overrated, underrated, this, that, or the other. So today we create a little list or whatever just on our like favorite foods or whatever. And this isn't like by like specific food. This is almost like a category. So we have barbecue, Italian, Mexican, and Chinese. Those are the ones we chose to put today. So we weren't really sure where barbecue fit in on. We don't want to put like American or like anything else. So we kind of just threw barbecue in here just as a genre, just as like, you know, smoked meat, like whatever. And barbecue, mm-hmm. that can even be like mac and cheese, like mashed potatoes, like baked potatoes, because it all kind of fits into a barbecue. It's like food that you would have at a barbecue, if that makes sense.
I feel like I kind of know your rankings. I think our rankings are going to differ a little bit.
Yeah, I think they are.
A tad bit. I mean, we kind of already know each other's rankings.
I know where the biggest difference is going to be. I already know where it's going to be.
Me too. All right, let's just get into it. So for me, so Aiden, do you want to tell them the four categories we got?
So we have barbecue, Italian, Mexican, and Chinese. So I say we both start off at number 4.
Right off the bat. Oh no, go ahead.
I think we both have the same number 4. We both
have the same Chinese right off the bat.
Chinese. It's not that it's not good. It's like I've never had like great Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
I think every experience I've had with Chinese food has been like so.
No, that's pretty good.
Like I would rather have something else.
I'm not gonna lie, I kinda wanna Panda Express. I'm not gonna Panda Express at this, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I kinda want Panda Express. Anyways, sorry, let's get back on topic. I'm on Panda Express now. But like I said, Panda Express, it's like subpar Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like,
I'm sure if me and you flew to China and had the best Chinese food there, bro, we'd be like, yeah, all the way.
Yeah,
but like, facts. I don't know.
I feel like going to Panda and judging that as your Chinese food experience is kind of like going to, I don't know, like Whataburger and saying that's the best burger you can get. Like,
I'm not going to like Taco Casa and be like, this is Mexican food right here. Like, no.
I mean, Taco Casa is good, but I love Taco Casa. Don't get me wrong.
It's good, but like, come on now. You're going to rank Taco Casa number 1 out of Mexican just because Taco Casa?
I would rather have like enchiladas and tamales than tacos and burritos any day of the week. Not even close.
Yeah, facts. But with that being said, Chinese food is good, though. I'm not gonna mess up some orange chicken and fried rice. I'm not going to lie. But is that really Chinese food, or it's just the American version of Chinese food? So, like I said, all we've really had is the American version of Chinese food.
Yeah, but is the Mexican food that we eat really Mexican food, or is it just the American version of Mexican food?
True, that's true. But like, even so, you can think of a time when you had some real good Mexican food.
Yeah,
like because everyone has been like a small place at least one time, like a small Mexican place, mm-hmm. and it was really good.
All right, so number 3, I'm gonna just say my number 3. I got Italian.
I know
that's where we're gonna differ because me and you were both thinking about it, but I just like the other two I have left, barbecue and Mexican, like those are just my absolute favorites. Like I love those and I'll eat those anytime, whereas Italian food is like I'm not huge on pasta or spaghetti. Like it's okay. That's why number 3 is Italian.
Hot take incoming. Kane's gonna get fired up. At number 3, I got barbecue.
No.
Yup.
No.
I have to. Italian and Mexican food are just too good to like not have in top 2.
Like, have you ever had like a real smoked brisket? Like started out.
Yeah, I've had good barbecue. I've had some real good barbecue. Mm, I'm not.
That's so good.
It is, but to me, it doesn't differ as much as Italian can. Like Italian has so many good things, like pizza, pasta. There's so many types of pasta. There's so many different types of sauces.
Barbecue, you got brisket, you got ribs, you got.
Okay, you're making me question myself now.
You got brisket, you got ribs, you got that smoked chicken. I would depending on how extreme your chicken is smoked, I would count it as barbecue.
Here's what I will say. I don't know. This is getting hard.
And then it's you like, got the brisket sandwiches, the barbecue dang. Sliders.
Okay, this is making me really hungry. I'm not going to lie. I really want some food right now. I have not eaten much today, so I'm really hungry right now.
Luckily, I just ate. Shoot.
Dang, this is getting me, like, it get confusing me, though, because barbecue is, like, it's so good. Like, some good, I don't know. It's, like, to me, it's, like, which one peaks higher? What peaks higher, Italian or barbecue?
I think barbecue does.
Okay, as far as peak, yes, because like there be times where, like I go to like someone's house or whatever, you get that styrofoam tray or whatever, you fill it up with some brisket, a bun, some barbecue sauce, you like some like
yeah, what's it
called? Like potato salad or something, get some corn, bro. Oh, this is okay. This is really hard now.
All right, I'm gonna just say this though, and this is probably gonna make some people mad that we know, but hear me out. That one barbecue that we had at I know the barbecue I'm talking about, the last barbecue we had. It was good, but that was not peak barbecue.
Whose house was that at? I don't remember.
Remember whenever we stayed the night and we made it, and then everyone else.
Yes, yes. It was
that good. Was good.
I think it was pork butt, I think that's what it was.
It was good, but that's not peak barbecue, bro.
It was tender, though. It was tender.
It was tender, yeah.
I think what it comes down to is like you have like a smoked brisket. Like brisket doesn't smoke like 7 hours. Or like short rib is so okay. This is okay. We're getting really into this right now. I think I have to go with my gut though. I'm gonna just go with my gut and I gotta say barbecue at third. Okay. And not because like it's like worse than the other one, just because I just like it's a preference thing. Like if we're ranking these out of 10, barbecue's still like an 8 or a 9. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's right up there.
Okay, so now I mean you guys pretty much know. So I have Italian at 3, and then I have barbecue at 2. I already just made my case for barbecue, so.
There's another way around it, yeah. So my number 2 is going to be Italian food. And I just love Italian food, bro. That's just how it is. Just, like, anything, like pizza, like pasta. I just really like pasta, to be honest. And it's just, like, I think my favorite type, like some ricotta or something like that. That's some good stuff, bro. Italian food is real good. And I'm just into, like, this red sauce. I like red sauce a lot. I like Alfredo. All that stuff is just so good to me.
Okay, so then we both got the same number 1, Mexican food. I mean, you got your enchiladas, your tamales, put queso on all that thing, your beans, rice,
everything.
So, Aiden, I do got a question for you, though. What do you think is the best food that we've ever had together?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Like, as far as, like, we made together... That pasta we made was super good. That pasta we made was real good.
Oh, yeah, that was
we made some good pasta. We made a dessert one time, too. We made what was it?
Oh, that the cinnamon. Cinnamon what was bread. It was like the cinnamon,
some kind of cinnamon bread.
Bread, yeah.
Yeah, it was so good, though. We messed that thing up, boy.
We did.
And we had a chicken fried chicken sandwich one time. Yeah. That thing was real good.
That thing was real good. But, okay, that we made... I don't know though, because it's like that bread was good, but it wasn't a meal. But that thing was so good.
I think as far as dessert, that's probably where we hit off.
Like we tore that up when we made it, and then like later that night.
No, we were surprised. We were surprised. Like he took out the oven, and I was just like, oh, I guess let's try it. Oh yeah, because okay, we made it. That was the night of the NBA draft, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So the NBA draft was happening. I had to leave and go to driving school in the middle of the NBA draft. I'm sitting in driving school. Lay on my phone the whole time. Rockets like Jalen Green. I was like, I was yelling in there. He was like looking at me. I got mad excited over there. And I get home and it's just sitting on the counter and no one had tried it yet. And so, dude, it was so good though.
Yeah, that was good. Before Aiden even tried it, I had already had like a lot of it.
You did? I didn't even notice. Maybe I didn't notice tripping. I probably forgot.
No, yeah.
Okay, number 1 got Mexican. I feel like it's kind of non-debatable. I think as far as, like, where it peaks, dude, Mexican food just peaks way higher than any other food to me. Like, my brother's girlfriend's mom, that's, like, really distant. Sorry about that. But she was actually born in Mexico. And, dude, like, she lives here now, obviously. And then so I went over there, dude, and she made some food. I mean, she makes everything. It was so good. Some meat and some red sauce, like some green salsa and some rice and homemade beans, bro. It was so good. And some homemade tortillas. It was crazy.
Yeah, dude, that's
but actually – this is a very, very controversial topic I'm about to ask. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Rank these 3. Salsa, queso, guacamole.
I have a hot take for this.
I already know what's going to be. I can already tell you Kane's list. I'm very disappointed in him for what he's about to say.
such a hot take. So I don't like guacamole. It's a hot take. So that's number three. Salsa's number two. Queso's number one. Queso's my number one choice. I'm putting queso on everything.
Ah, man. You want to hear, our lists are like flipped.
Really?
Coming in at third, I think salsa to me is number two. But as far as just like which one I'd just rather like just eat, like if I had like a plate, if you give me a plate and said like pick one of these three, number one, I'm going guacamole. Number two, I'm going queso. Number three, I'm going salsa.
Okay.
Salsa is good though. Like salsa, it depends though, because salsa can get really good. You know what I'm saying? Because queso and guacamole, they only get so, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the average guacamole is, like, still, like, two. Average salsa is, like, three. Average queso is, like, two or one. But, like, salsa at its best is, like, two pushing one.
I think the only way queso can be, like, not good is if it's, like, cold.
Cold or it's, like, ballpark queso.
Oh, yeah.
He likes ballpark queso. I don't know. Not just, like, ballpark
queso. Well, I mean, that's what we have in the press box. I mean, it's not... I mean, I don't really ever eat any of it. It's okay, but, like, restaurant is way better. Homemade. For queso, it goes homemade, restaurant, ballpark for me.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, you got some Velveeta, throwing some Rotel in there. I'm messing that thing up for, like, give me, like, 2 days, bro. I'm like, three days, that's all I'm eating.
Facts.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like, okay, so like queso, like Mexican food, like they make a big thing of queso. It's lasting you like 4 days, bro. You're eating it for like 4 days straight.
Right.
It's the same thing, dude. I remember my parents make spaghetti. Oh my gosh. It's like all we would eat for like a week, I swear. Like, why, bro? You make a whole entire can of sauce. Like, I don't even know, bro. It was like all we would eat for a week straight. It was the worst.
But you bring up ballpark stuff. It's like, it's, you know how different it is to eat as a member of the media versus like a fan. Like when I go to the game as a fan, I'm like, all right, I'm starting with a pretzel. Then I'm taking down a hot dog. Then I'm 100% taking down a funnel cake. But when I go to the game as a media, it's like, yeah, I'll eat whatever we're having. And then a fruit cup. And that's about it.
A fruit cup?
Yeah.
Are the fruit cups good or no?
I mean, they're your average fruit cup.
No, I'm saying, bro, because like Chick-fil-A, bro, our fruit cups are horrible. I swear. I don't get
people. No, they're better than that. They're better than that.
The strawberries are like gooey. The blueberries are like always mushy. The oranges are like the ones like soaking the juice or whatever, just like thrown in there. Yeah. And I'm just like, why would anyone want this like over fried? Yeah. Like, I get they're trying to be healthier, but if anything, it's just going to make you not eat your side. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're okay. They're better than that, obviously. I mean, it's not like, oh, hand picked. I mean, but it's okay.
Yeah. That actually reminds me of something that happened this last week at Chick-fil-A. So we had, like, some big, like corporate executives come down, look at our location or whatever, right? So, like, typical stuff or whatever. Boy, my manager was freaking out the day before I was there. I was there. She was, like, the day before. I had to polish a door. Or put the
bags. Boy, that's her job on the line.
No, not even her job. It's, like, I get it. I'm not saying I don't get it, but she was losing it, bro. She got mad at me because I touched the door handle or something like that. I'm like, boy, how else am I supposed to get through the door? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like teleport through it or what? Like, come on now.
Speaking of fantasy, I think I'm winning in fantasy by 3 points right now. So, but I'm looking not so hot though.
You think you're gonna win?
No, I don't think I'm gonna win,
dude. I didn't do. I have a little embarrassing thing to confess. I have not done fantasy this year, and.
Ooh.
And here's the reason why. I don't know, honestly. Me and Cameron do it together, but just like the days before fantasy, we just like didn't really like mention it to each other. And out of nowhere, it was just like Cowboys play the Buccaneers, and I was like, oh great, can't wait to watch them lose tonight.
Well, yeah, because it was like the only we were gonna do fantasy the week when the Bills played the Rams in the first game of the season, but I'm pretty sure you were busy Monday, I was busy Tuesday, something like that. And so we were talking on Wednesday, like Wednesday night or whatever. And we were like, oh, yeah, today's the last day. But we were both like, I'm not really – I had just gotten back from church. We were like, I'm not really trying to do a whole draft right now. So we just didn't do it.
Yeah, because it takes a while, too. It's not like it's going to take like 5 minutes.
I want to do basketball, though. I think me and you will do basketball.
I want to do basketball, but you have to change your lineup every single day. And it's just so annoying.
It's not even that. It's just that, like, when people don't play – also – hit us up if you want to play fantasy basketball if you're listening to this. Instagram, whatever DM either of us, because it's so boring whenever like you have people that like are in your league but they don't even play.
Yeah. I mean, I remember before, like, we did a fantasy league. Me and Karen, we were talking about this the other day, actually. I was trying to scam this one dude, right? So Kevin Durant, it was the year Kevin Durant was out for the season or whatever. And I knew this guy didn't watch basketball. So I was like, watch, I'm going to get him or whatever. I offered him, like, Kevin Durant for, like a decent player. Like, so like a Chris Middleton kind of player. Like,
yeah, something like that. I remember that.
Like, a Chris Middleton player. I was like, I'll give you Kevin Durant for him.
It's fun, but when people don't play, it's really not fun.
Yeah, facts.
But so now we're going to transition into our more serious topic of the day. We want to talk about is like, we want to talk about how to go through relationships when you're putting in most of the effort and the other person's not putting in very much effort. Now, I want to start out by saying this is not girlfriend boyfriend relationships. It can be, but it's any relationship. It would be like if one of us two, like if Aiden stopped, which this will never happen, obviously, but if Aiden stopped putting in effort in our relationship, you know, how would we best go through it? How do you go through it and fix it? So, Aiden, what are your thoughts on that? Just like start off by saying, like, I'm sure you've had relationships like that. And what do you kind of got to do?
I feel like an important part of that is just like you have to ask yourself why. Why are they not putting in effort? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it something that's... Because if it's something that's been there the whole time, then honestly, to me, it's not even worth a friendship. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had friends before, or not worth a friendship, but it's not worth a serious friendship. Because, like, even before I moved schools or whatever, like, I'd have friends and, you know, we'd hang out, like, occasionally outside of school. But how many times did they hang out without me? Or how many times did they do things, like, where I wasn't invited? Or, like, how many times did they text me or ask if I want to play a game with them compared to anybody else? Like, never. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like, to me, it's just, like... It wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be cool with them, but I think if they're like not making you like important in their life, why should you make them important in yours? If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. I think a thing too is like one thing you got to think about is like, what is the goal of this relationship? Are you trying to build a relationship with someone? Like, why are you trying to build a relationship with someone? Like, I know for me, like there's some people that I don't know that I know that aren't close to God and they don't trust in Jesus as their savior. And I want to build a relationship with them to push those people towards it. So if those people aren't putting in effort, I have more of a motivation per se to go up to them, be consistent with it, and then try to, you know, try to get them in a relationship with me so that I can invite them to church or do this and that. But if I'm in a relationship with someone where I'm like, yeah, I think I just want to be friends with this person and they're not putting in effort, then it's really not even worth it.
Yeah, like I said, like it kind of just differs. Like, you know, things like, is this someone I want to hang out with like outside of school? You know what I'm saying? Is this a girl that I want to talk to like every day? I want to date, best friend? Or is it just a person I want to hang out with for the lunch or the class period, you know?
But I also understand how too, though, is that if you're identifying this before you have a good relationship with them, that's good. Like, that's good on your part that you're able to identify, hey, before I get into a strong relationship with this person, I can realize that said person is not really putting an effort. Maybe that's not something that I'll pursue. But I can also understand how you wind up in a situation where you're in a close relationship with someone and they kind of switch up and you're not anymore. Yeah, they're not putting in effort. So, well, Aiden, what do you say you do in that situation?
I mean, obviously, it's a lot harder to, like, really, like, say. I'd say the biggest thing is you have to kind of, like, see where it's at. Like, there's some people, like, I have a friend that, like, I don't talk to her every single day. But, like, I know no matter what, if I ever text her needing something, she's always going to text back and make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you just have to see where it's at. Like, you know what I'm saying? So figure out if it's just like, you know, you don't have to talk to someone every single day for y'all to be like best friends, you know? I feel like that's an important thing to recognize is the time you do spend together, is that important to that person? Because there's been times where like you're best friends with somebody, but like you don't really talk to them outside of school. But then when you see them, it's almost like they don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, then when do I get to talk to you at this point? So I think the biggest thing that I've done, because they happened this year where just like a friendship just like went like south out of nowhere. And, like, they stopped talking to me like, in person on the phone, and I just, like, confirmed them, honestly. I just said, like, what's up? I said, like, you know what I'm saying? Just walked up to them, and I'm just like, so what's up? Because, like...
Yeah, talking it out, that's the point I was going to bring up next was, like, be honest, like, talk about it. Like, if someone's doing that to me, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to be like, look, like, we're friends, but I just feel like right now the effort that you're putting in is not, you know, is not where it should be in order for our friendship to thrive. And maybe they're going to say, well, you did this, this, and this. And then I can think about it and be like, okay, maybe I really did do something wrong. But at the same time, it's like, talk to them. What I would say for this situation is like, talk to them about it. And if they're not budging or they don't see what they're doing wrong, then just cut it off. Like, it's not
worth it. Or just give them their own space and just let them see. Because sometimes the biggest thing you have to do is, it's not always easy, but just stop talking to that person. And they can get, like, if they don't care that you stop talking to them, they never care to begin with.
Yeah.
But if they're like, what? They're like, what's going on or whatever? And they get confused and they come talking to you and they're like, hey, like, what's up? Then you know there's, like, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, like, something's actually up with them.
You don't want to be, like, friends with somebody when I say in a relationship with somebody, I think me and you, like, we kind of know, like, when we're talking about relationships, me and you don't talk about, like, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship. We talk about any relationships. Yeah. But I think I got to specify, like, when you're in a relationship with someone, whether it's me and Aiden's relationship or me and a girl's relationship, me and someone in my family's relationship, it's like, if when something happens, you're always in the wrong and they're never mentioning how, you know, what they can do better to improve, that in its own right is not even worth it.
Yeah, honestly.
Because it's like, how are you going to be in a relationship with someone and it's always that person? There's no way it's always that person's fault, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, because that's happened so many times. Just friendships, like anything. Well, remember 5 months ago, whenever you first met me and you said this to me? Like, what?
I mean, we can't get into specifics because I feel like if me and Aiden were on the phone not recording this, this conversation would definitely be
getting mad specific.
This conversation would be a little different because we would be getting
this girl would be yelling over here, getting all riled up, and then we'd be laughing out of nowhere, and we get mad for like 1 second, and then we get happy, and who knows? It'd be all over the place.
One thing too is we kind of look back and laugh about it and be like, dang, I was right about that. Or like if Aiden cut off a relationship or if I cut off a relationship, me and him both talk about it and we're like, dang, like, yeah, they did this, this, and this. Like, it's a good thing you cut it off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're never like, oh my gosh, like, I'm just gonna, let's just talk about it and be devastated about it. Like, we always talk about it and agree and kind of realize.
We're like, and he told me everything was my fault and that he hated me, never want to see me again. And she did this, that, the other. And dang, I just missed that part of my life. I miss every single day whenever I'd be paranoid that they would be mad at me.
For real.
Like, no, I'm chilling right now.
Okay, so to kind of tie this up, put a bow on it, is I would say, don't get into relationships that you are, you know, it's not 100-100. Because to me, a relationship is not 50-50. It's 100-100. Aiden's got to be putting in his 100%, and I've got to be putting in my 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say, do you agree with that, first of all?
No, I agree with that, yeah. And I think sometimes it's really hard to put that energy in. But I think when someone's not doing that, instead of, like, getting mad at them, ask them, like, what's going on? You know, see this thing going on in their life, you know, see what's going on at home or at school or personally. Because that way, like, you can still be there for somebody even if, like, they're not always giving you 100%. Like, if they're just going through at that point or they don't want to talk that day, then that's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even be angry at somebody because of that.
But then where does the line – this is a good question for you that I have because you just mentioned it, like, if someone doesn't want to talk that day or, like, you know, yada, yada, yada. Where does the line draw between it's like,
the okay, line draw? So between, to me, this is where the line draws because this happened recently, like literally like 2 weeks ago with my friend. Like, I don't text them as much anymore. I don't call them anymore. I used to call them every single night. Like, just my friend, like over summer, we call every night and talk all the time. And like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started talking to somebody or whatever, which I get. You're not going to call me for talking to somebody all the time. Like, I get that. But then I'm like, okay, so you don't call me, you don't text me anymore, okay? So, like, it sucks, you know? Because you're always talking to somebody else, and I get that, or I still get that. But at the same time, it's like, but when I see you in person, you're rude, you act like you don't want me around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where does it end at? If I can't see you in person, I can't call you, I can't text you, then when do I ever get any time with you?
Yeah, I think that's a good, if you want, I mean, you know, I know we've been going for a while, but I think this is worth talking about is like, where do you draw the line as far as, okay, I understand this person might not want to talk about something, but they've completely shut me out and acted differently. And they haven't wanted to talk about you know, this thing, but then it's affected other things. Like, where does that line draw? Because it's like you 100% respect their privacy, right? If they don't want to talk about they don't want to talk about it. But then to me, I draw the line when it starts affecting other things. Like if something's going, let's say something's going on in Aiden's life and he doesn't want to talk about it with me, that's fine. But then if he starts like, doesn't want to do the podcast anymore, he doesn't want to talk to me, he's not trying to hang out, that's where I would draw a line as far as like, okay, it's affecting other things.
Yeah, of course.
For a consistent period of time. Like if it's for
for like 2 days or like 3 days. Yeah. I'm talking about what I just mentioned, like that went on for like 3 or 4 weeks, honestly. And honestly, maybe longer now. Yeah, like 3 weeks. Yeah, like 3 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks where they didn't want to talk to you, didn't want to FaceTime, like that type of stuff.
Yeah, everything. Okay. And I just confronted them.
So is that where you draw the line as well? Like whenever it starts affecting other things for a while? Okay, that's a good line, I think. I think that's a good line to be drawn. It's a good question as far as like where do you draw the line as like this person just clearly doesn't want to, you know, be.
I say if you confront them and they're still and they don't see that they're in the wrong at all and they don't think anything needs to be changed, that's when you leave. I guess that's when you cut them off. Yeah. Because even when I confronted my friend or whatever, I just told him, I'm like, I said, so what's up? Like, what you mean what's up? I'm just like, so I was like, I don't talk to you, you don't call me, you don't text me. And when I see you in person, it's like you don't want me around, so what's up?
Okay, just to clarify, by confronting, you don't mean like straight up yelling at him, correct? You just mean
no, like, this, I'm talking like, no, I was talking like in a completely calm voice, like not non-agitated, nothing. I literally just said, so what's up? I was basically saying then, like, basically what I was trying to say was, like, tell me, basically at this point, like, tell me what I did to deserve this, almost. Like, not like
to deserve it. I just wanted to clarify because, like, I didn't want people thinking you're straight up yelling at someone because they don't want to talk to
you. Oh, no. I was just, like, telling them, just, like, what's up or whatever, like what's going on?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, nothing. Just, like why are you being like that? Like, I've just been like that, like, a lot recently. I don't know why. And I'm just like, yeah, I understand. Like, you're going through a hard time. That's cool. Like, I'm not cool. But I mean, like, I can't word that weird. Like, I understand that. That's cool. Like, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, I understand that. Like, it's understandable why I would make you act like that. But, like, you can't be taking it all out on me and act like I'm in the wrong. Like, yeah. I did something that they didn't like or whatever. And I get that. And I apologize for it. But even so, it wasn't a big enough deal where I don't get a phone call, text, not talk to you. I was just like, you know, come on now.
Yeah,
let's not be third graders. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk this out. But ever since then, we've been pretty good. So, you know, sometimes that's all you really need to do. And even if it doesn't work, then bye-bye.
So, I mean, this episode, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. We kind of had some serious talk. We had some serious talks at the end, some fun talks at the beginning, a little bit of everything. Let us know what you guys want to see. We're thinking about doing some interviews soon. I know we've been saying that, but we're thinking about actually getting on it as far as getting people on the podcast. We're going to have a pretty wide variety of people on, I would say.
Facts.
So, Aiden?
So, yeah, guys, this is a great episode that we have for today. I don't have any closing thoughts for you guys other than, you know, just live your life, man. You know, have fun. Don't be too worried about school or your work or anything like that. Just try to have the best time you can with the people that make you the happiest.
A closing thoughts is that I'm super excited for baseball season to end. We're so close. And next week, the Kane and Aiden Pod are recording in person.
Yep, that's true. For the first time.
It's been criminal how long we have not hung out. We haven't hung out since June.
So June, July, August, like 3 or 4 months.
This is the longest we've hung out. Probably the longest we haven't hung out in the 6 years.
Ooh, COVID.
Oh, yeah, COVID.
COVID might have broke it. But that's only count the pandemic or whatever.
Look, whenever you, my dad was talking to me about this too, is like, you know, like whenever you guys get older, like me and Aiden both have jobs, we're both students, you know, like stuff happens. But
if anything, this is going to be the most busiest we are for a while. But I will say that because we're recording together, me and Canada, we haven't recorded together a year, maybe over a year.
Over a year. But I can tell you this, though. Me and Aiden may not get to hang out like a crazy amount how we would like to, although we might be changing that. But I can tell you one thing is that next weekend, whenever we hang out, like we're going to have so much fun and like just, you know, enjoy the moment. So Anyways, guys, that's gonna do it, y'all.
Sorry about that.
This is the Canadian Pod signing off.
Signing off.